You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Chamber of Mines meeting the ANC's delegation led by Gwede Mandashe yesterday at Luthuli House, clearly trying to deal with this ongoing tussle surrounding the mining charter. I see that the mining minister, Msebenzi Zwane, was a no-show there. He says that he consulted everyone in the ANC and he's quoted as saying that specifically the top six leadership of the ANC was consulted ahead of the issuing of this charter, and they all agreed with him. Let's quickly hear from Roger Baxter, though. He is the Chief Executive Officer of the Chamber of Mines. Roger, good morning.
Rolani, good morning to you and to 702 Land.
No, thank you for coming through. How would you describe the meeting yesterday? Was it good? Was it progressive?
It was a progressive meeting. We engaged, obviously, on the key issues. You know, clearly we, from our side, gave a particular position on, you know, our concerns and the challenges that we face in relation to a charter which effectively does not have realistic targets, was not properly negotiated with the industry. And I guess it comes back to that point, you know, whilst we fully believe in the transformation process as a national imperative, you know, if you have a flawed process and you don't involve all the stakeholders in developing something that's practical and workable, you know, it has a huge impact on investment confidence and ultimately transformation in the sector.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you know whether the ANC, all of it, was consulted around this. Because on one hand, then you hear, you heard last week Zizi Gordwa was saying the ruling party's Economic Transformation Committee had raised certain concerns and they were not consulted. But you are hearing Msebenzi Zwane saying that he spoke to pretty much all of his colleagues in the ANC. What is the state of play?
Well, I think the issue here is that, you know, we need a charter which actually reflects an outcome of a proper negotiated process where all the stakeholders, you know, can defend and believe in the charter that comes out, and that hasn't taken place. So, obviously, I can't speak on behalf of the ANC, but, sure, you know, clearly it's one of those challenges that we've got in place. We need to, you know, get back into an outcome which is realistic for all stakeholders. The draconian targets that have been set are very, very challenging for the sector.
And what do you make of the rhetoric then? I mentioned that Cyril Ramaphosa last night saying that both parties need to go to the drawing board, to go back to the drawing board. But also you seem to be hearing the finance minister suggesting that there needs to be more consultation and as opposed to a costly legal process. That rhetoric suggests that the ANC wants you to go back to the negotiations.
Well, I think, you know, listen, we've come to the point where we're actually taking the processes into the court processes because we believe that the courts will give us a more fairer discussion and hearing process. And we're doing that because we've come to the sort of end of a process where we haven't actually had a meaningful, proper engagement process with the DMR minister. He deviated totally from the first and second charter processes where we had real tripartite negotiation producing outcomes that everyone was equally unhappy with, or happy with, depending on which way you looked at it. This particular one, you know, I've got to say, we only saw several of the new targets in the charter that was released last week for the first time, and yet we are the ones that are going to have to implement the process. So it's been very damaging from an investment perspective, investor confidence perspective, but also the mining companies across the board are looking at this and saying, we just don't believe it's practical.
Okay, but what I'm not hearing from you, Roger, is whether or not you are saying no to the negotiations, that, listen, let's sort this out in court.
Kulani, so just to say, we certainly are of the view that ultimately rationality has to prevail. But, you know, in the meantime, our court processes will go ahead. And if an opportunity does come for further proper engagement, which enables, and it has to be meaningful engagement that produces a realistic outcome, we'll certainly be open to that.
Let me just ask you about the key issues that concern you the most about the charter. Is it the 30% target? Is it the once empowered, always empowered principle? What is it that concerns you the most?
We're not concerned about 30% targets. You know, over time, the industry will is happy with the idea of progressive targets. What's actually happened is that there are, you know, in some of the clauses they've added in, for example, they've added a 1% of turnover that has to preferentially, above all other shareholders, be devoted to the BE shareholders, and that the BE shareholding has to be debt-free within 10 years. You know, some of these things don't take account the practical realities of the industry and the way that investment works. So those are two examples. I mean, you know, we're certainly not against the idea of progressive, realistic transformation targets over time. The issue is, you know, when you get into real investment economics and the practical issues, you know, those don't work. And, you know, that's going to create more challenge to an industry that has been in crisis for much of the last 5 years.
And that, I'm just picking up on that issue about the BEE shareholding being debt-free in 10 years. One of the biggest concerns that's been raised right throughout is the fact that some of these deals are always underwater because really people don't have money, and there's got to be a mechanism to try and assist them.
I guess, Kalani, the big issue there is, you know, don't kill the goose that lays the golden egg. You know, there are some of the transformation deals, many of them that have worked very well. But clearly, you know, after the impact of the global financial crisis where you saw share values plummet, you know, that had a big impact on undermining the process that we had had. I mean, if you looked at the level of transformation that we achieved in the period leading up to the global financial crisis, we had actually been doing extremely well. And if we had liberalized that money at that particular stage, but obviously a few years later when commodity prices had fallen and obviously share prices had fallen. So it's not to say that the industry isn't for the concept of creating this economic transformation value in the hands of BEE shareholders. You know, we've firmly committed to the process of meaningful transformation, but it's also got to take into account the practical realities of the businesses and the commodity cycles. We don't set the commodity cycles. We are price takers in the commodity market space, and we have to take on board those practical realities.
All right. Chief Executive Officer at the Chamber of Mines, Roger Baxter.